pressure from the public, from civil society, from different players, even from the donors or development partners, the Red Bank in particular, that the school dropout, especially for girls, was very high. And the punishment, chasing them out from the school, was not acceptable. Actually, indeed, the government started this move a couple years ago and had a policy in place suggesting that these school girls should go back to school. And even before Magufuli died, years ago, the then vice president, now who is the president right now, announced that the government will start re-enrolling the school girls who will be impregnated, so they should go and have their babies. And then after they give birth, they should come back to school. But 1 week after that announcement, the president came out and stated clearly that under his leadership should not allow anyone who got pregnant while schooling to go back to school.
To what degree do you think the lifting of this law has to do with the fact that Tanzania has a woman president?
Having Mama Samia or President Madam Samia in place as a president has its contribution on this particular decision.
What happened to the men who got the girls pregnant? Were these men ever punished?
The law punishes also the boys, not only the boys schooling, schoolboys, but also whoever caught having love affairs with a schoolgirl. If you found guilty, the penalty is 30 years in jail, like raping and so on. So it is very dangerous to engage in love with any schoolgirl or schoolboy in Tanzania.